Blog Talk Radio. tie. Only one of those, no tie. No lie, no bow tie. Phone mine, get the fucking like a faux fine. He the first and the last, knew the ending from the beginning of your time. He the light and the sun. When he comes, sunlight, he get no shine. So high with a low bride. Made low, showing no pride. Took a late stroll on a low tide for the lame folk on a boat ride. Came told that we won't die. Gave hope to the same folk that were hating on to be a dope guy. Most try, but it don't fly. He the lamb and the goat, true and living God with a capital G on it. Me and KB lean on it, point blank period, with a T on it.
In this game, you can claim anything and they can't say nothing. Yeah. So hard and your balls might blow a couple brains with a button. Yeah. Pull triggers, push dope, them figures might double up something. Uh-huh. Can't nobody tell bruh nothing. Uh-huh. But talking about the Lord, it's going too far, y'all funny. Hey, can I get another one heating up? NBA Jam on fire, deep enough. Going hard like the score might even up. But it won't, too cold, I'm sleeping up. Why be ashamed? We seen enough. Yeah. He was bleeding, no breathing, and beating up. Yeah. Ain't got no reason to leave him, I'm told. He bought my soul. He picked this life, and did he the know? Yeah. Celebration's best win. We got grace, we resting. Ain't a groom, we stepped in. Now every day's a reception. Still gotta serve my God, no lie. Still unashamed. Yeah. On the mic, I might disappear. Oh my, still unashamed. Yeah. Head down what we got so high. Try, still unashamed. Know what we got here, glad that we got here. Now I won't die. Ain't a click back, sitting back. Been a long way, just that. Just that 116 route. You know what it is. Ain't a click back, sit back. Been a long way, just that. Just that 116 route. Still unashamed.
I am so Unashamed, far we still running, man. 100 long, unaffected, we still unaffected. I get it like underlay. No, we cannot be quiet. Get a click back, but we not violent. Why they killin' sitting on the side silent? But you know your boy known us on the riot. Been a minute since we did it, baby, here we go. Tell the real how it is while we live low. For the crew, nothing new, mission isn't over. In your hood, out in Texas, we'll rise low. Rise low. I'm Dallas at the classic, riding classics, all D's to my knees, and the team on that 116, you know how I go. And I'm still working while you still lurking, and I'm still lit, so you can't burn me. Man, I'm so determined, yeah, you can't deter me. I'm still here until they close the curtain.
Still gotta serve my God, no lie, still unashamed. On the mic, I might disappear, oh my, still unashamed. Head down what we got so high, they try, still unashamed. What we got here, glad that we got here, now I won't die. Ain't a click back, click back. Been a long way, just that 116 route. You know what it is. Ain't a click back, click back. Be unashamed about anything. More dope, more coke, more killing, man. Our favorites is when we get degraded. It's really strange. Cause you'll be on the D-list if you wanna talk about Jesus. Boy, I'm finna state my thesis. They want me to love them in secret like they do their sad pieces. Let me see them hands in the air right now. 116 if you hear right now. Some say we change, we don't care right now. Chase the cash like we in a bad love affair right now. Get a rumor through the bed right now. Put them out of bed right now. Got this red wine, count this communion. Guess I am trying to get this bread right now. This plan, I know some people erasing our names. Say we vacated our claims. And I'm like, well, it is 10 years later we changed. We ain't took paper and traded for shame. We took our time navigating our lanes. When we made mistakes, we should take out the blame. But we still unashamed of the same name. Shoot for the sky, baby, bang, bang. And we ride with the same gang. Nothing but the blood from the same vein. Now guilty's the picture, you can't frame us. I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they famous.
yeah. I'm cool if I'm faithful, but they ain't famous. Yes, sir. 116.
Mic check. 1212 was cracking. And how are you? You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic. He is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Yeah, you heard it right. He is a Jew. Dot, dot, dot. He is not a Jew. Exclamation point. Right? Yeah, that's the title. Hashtag is spirit, not flesh. Is spirit, not flesh. For he is not a Jew or Hebrew. Hebrew and Jew, same, okay? He is not a Jew or Hebrew, which is one outwardly. You're not a Hebrew just because you can point out the fact that you are a Hebrew outwardly, because that's what make you not a Jew, okay? All right, here we go. Let me read it again. I didn't write this. I'm just reading it. For he is not a Jew or Hebrew, which is one outwardly. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. This ain't got nothing to do with your flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. Mm-hmm. And circumcision is that of the heart. Now, if any man try to circumcise your heart, you're going to be dead. Aha. Uh-huh. All right. So he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. And that's Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and verse 29. That's how we going to kick that off. You know what I'm talking about? He is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit, whose praise is not of men, but of God. Mm-hmm. He is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. Neither is circumcision outward. In the flesh. His spirit. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us throughout the day into this point where we are in our lives. Thank you for giving us another heart, another mind, another opportunity to tune in, to hear from you, and to become doers of what you are telling us to do. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done, Father, on earth as it is in heaven. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in our lives, Father, as it is in heaven. Continue to rebuke Satan out of our lives, Father. Let your will be done. Let us continue to have faith in you, and you continue to draw those others who you want to draw, or who you shall draw through us. Not by our power or might, but by your spirit, let it be done, Father. We don't have a problem with that. Father, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your forgiveness. We ask for it. We receive it. We thank you for your forgiveness. We realize that we all have sinned and we still come short, fall short of your glory. So thank you for your mercy. Continue to lead us and guide us. Thank you for your word, your truth. Thank you for Jesus, the word becoming flesh. Thank you for saving us and reconciling us back to yourself. As we continue to go forward, Father, you continue to move all opposition out of our way. You continue to blaze the trail for us, Father, as we go on through this life and with you. Let us do like our big brother Jesus said and watch and pray. Let us watch and pray. Let us have faith, live by faith and not by sight. Let us give you the glory through every season, Father, from now on, from 2021 on. You know the future. You got the whole world. You got the past, present, and future in your hand. Matter of fact, you are the beginning and the end, and we praise you and thank you for that, Father. Hallelujah. Continue to bless this broadcast and let it do what it was set out to do. For we know it's not going to come back to you void. This ministry, let it be for your glory, and you get the glory from it. In Jesus' name, amen. Yes, sir. I am feeling something up in here. Yes, sir. I am feeling something up in here. But, yeah, you are tuned into When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. You can, if you like video footage, okay, you have to wait till Sundays, though. So Sundays, you get the video footage on YouTube. All right. YouTube, When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ on there. Subscribe to the channel. You know what I'm talking about? Over here with this ministry here, you get prayer. Yeah, we pray. I just did that. And if you needed you had a special prayer request, you can get yours prayed for too. We pray right here, man. We worship also. Okay, about to get into that in a few. We praise. Yep, we do that all through it. Scriptures. That's where our faith comes from. That's where everybody's faith comes from. If you're not getting your faith from these scriptures, then you don't have faith. God designed every last one of us. One God. Mm-hmm. Only one. So you can kill all them religions, because religion is not God. Jesus Christ is the Lord, and Satan knows that. Mm-hmm. Them rulers know that too. I'm just trying to introduce the broadcast. I didn't want to, go ahead and swing on nobody, but hey, that's how it goes. We warriors in God's army, man. We know in the fight. Mm-hmm. We led by God. It's his spirit, not by our power or might, but by his spirit. So this is a worldwide broadcast over here. We're interactive, worldwide, and Satan can't stop it because this is for God. And that's what we have to realize, that when God is for you, then ain't nothing and nobody in the world can stop you or be against you. Yeah. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. Mm-hmm. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. The heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is from me, says God. Now, your righteousness is from God. And he telling you that and telling everybody else that your righteousness and my righteousness is from him. And he letting us know and everybody else know. Okay, well, you can move on now. Yeah, if God is for you, who can be against you? No weapon. It's going to work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, over here, that's where you get them scriptures. That's, yeah, faith comes from. That was some faith right there. But, yeah, we get our problems solved over here as well by doing, though. Because you got to hear what God is saying, and then you have to do, you have to apply, you have to work your faith. Faith without works is dead. You have to have faith and works, or like we call it, faith and action. Faith and action. All right? I'm your homie, Oasis. All right? We go live Tuesdays, Hip Hop and Jesus, Bible study, 7 p.m. Eastern. We go live Saturdays, Topics from the All-Knowing One at 11 a.m. Eastern. Yeah, Topics from the All-Knowing One, just like today. We get all our topics from the Word of God. Yeah, come from the Word. All these topics over here. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, come from the word, man. You know what I mean? About God's business. But yeah, man. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Let us get our hearts and minds right to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Yeah, we know. We understand. We're going to keep reminding you and letting others know that worship is the lifestyle that we live unto God. Yeah, we praise Him and worship Him every day. Now, when we come together, we just doing it together. We just, you know, together worshiping Him. It's not individual, but we're together now. And we worshiping Him at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I like that. He like that too. But yeah, worshiping Him at the same time when we playing some songs. Yeah, and praising Him. Yeah. Let your heart beat unto Him. Let your heart thank Him. All right? If you got to, yeah, if it can't, just won't stay in your heart, let it come out your mouth and thank Him. That's what your mouth is for. Yeah, to praise God. Thank God. Yep. He made us to glorify Him. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. So let us worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Hashtag is spirit, not flesh. So let's worship, man. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to Him. Righteous and redeeming God.
worthy of all the glory, worthy of all the praise. We will bow before you. Praise your voice.
Way. give you all.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. He's Lord. He's Lord. That's what I'm talking about. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Hey, that was our worship segment. Worship and praise. We love to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. This ain't no show. Yeah, this is a broadcast. This is what we do. We glorify God up and through here. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Mm-hmm. He is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Hashtag is spirit, not flesh. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. All right, let's continue to move on. Right, where we at? Remember this, you can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. We record live on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Hip Hop and Jesus. We record live Saturdays yeah, topics from the All-Knowing One at 11 a.m. Eastern. So Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. You can catch us live. The call-in number, 563-999-3702. Write it down. Put it in your phone or something. Lock it in. 563-999-3702. Call in when we are recording live. You can listen that way, or you can speak by pressing 1. Yeah, you can listen through your earbuds on your phone, however you want to, you know, listen. Or you can even speak to us. Push 1. You know what I'm talking about? Also, we have a chat room that's live. So you can chat live with us, kick it in the chat room with us over here on Blog Talk. So just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Remember, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. All right? For sure with it. Contact info, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Send me an email. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. You can order the books that way. The audiobook is available to you right now. The album is available to you right now. Newsletters, you can get all that through contacting us through When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. Right? Newsletters are free. Getting ready to come out on the 15th of next month. Right? Every 2 months on the 15th. Also on Facebook, Joshua His Messenger Grant. Yeah, Joshua His Messenger Grant. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody that can save anybody. You know what I'm about? Yes, sir. But I am. I got mine. I get my props and praise from God, so I know my residency is in the kingdom. Okay? In the world, I know in Christ, we got peace. In the world, we get tribulation. But then Christ says, be of good cheer. Yeah, in the world, still, even though you got tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world already. See, that's hope, and those are words of life right there. Even though you're going through tribulation, first of all, I'm going to give you peace. In me, you got peace, is what Jesus says. In the world, you're going to have tribulation, is what Jesus says. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus says that too. Now, listen to him. So, Joshua His Messenger Grant on Facebook. Instagram at Joshua Oasis Grant. At Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. And YouTube, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Thanks for listening, however you do listen. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. All right, we moving right along, man. Let's go to the giving part of the segment. Yeah, you know. Yeah, we preached the whole gospel. Now, this one part of the gospel that I don't really like to preach because I don't like asking people for money and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But I do preach the whole gospel, so it's a part of giving. You know what I'm talking about? It's all about giving. Now, I'll preach on giving. Yeah, I'll preach on giving now. I'll preach on that. Yeah, and tell you what kind of giver God loves, and it's a cheerful giver. So before we move on, let's go. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7 and 8. You don't have to read it unless you want to, but this is where it's found. I'll read it to you. Every man, every human, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly, okay, not of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Yeah, that's a fully loaded verse, and that's a good promise up in there too. Yeah, God, this is what God is able to do. If you're going to be a cheerful giver, then here's what God is able to do for you. He's able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have an all sufficiency in all things, everything, right? All sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. So, yeah, That's what giving is about. Yeah, I know they done abused the tithes and the offering and so it's seed. I know they done abused it, but you still got to answer to God. Okay? I still have to answer to God. If he tell me to still preach about giving and getting, hey. Yeah, because if you give, he trying to get you something. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give money. You're giving your time. That's good enough for me. Okay? That's good enough for me. I'm not God. Acknowledge him in all of your ways. So, over here, if you give us $30, you will get the audio book of Look to Me. $30 or more, you get the audio book. I'm going to send that to you. Digital. It's ready. You know what I'm talking about? Hard copy ready, too, though. All right? If you give $15, I give you the album. See? Give. You get the album, The Gospel of Jesus Christ by Oasis. All right? You ain't got no money. Say you ain't got no money. And you can just give because you want to give. Okay? And you can just give because you need to give somewhere. And you finally find somewhere to give that ain't going to abuse your gift. Okay? We'll take it. All right? Also, if you don't have money, you can give us your email address. And guess what? You're going to get our good newsletter. Get the good newsletter, man. All right? And if you don't want to do any of that, you can just give your time and your attention like you've been doing or like you want to do today. All right? The Cash App is Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App. And then on PayPal is when Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail.com. All right? For sure. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail.com on PayPal and Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App if you want to give to this ministry. For sure. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Let's move on. Let's move on. Knock 'em down. Moving on to the Knock 'em Down segment of the broadcast. Yeah, the God versus any issue. God versus any problem. God versus any concern of humans. Any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans. Where my theme music at? Because that music, they're too smooth and cool. I need my theme music. Where is the theme music? All right. We're getting there. Appreciate everybody tuning in, yeah. All right, but yeah, this is also the time that we give the thin skin and itching ears. Thin skin, itching ear people. Here's your chance to leave and go find you something else to do with yourself. Or you can stay in, you can repent and stay in here and get right. Knowing that God is watching everything. God is watching everything that we do, everything that we do in front of people and everything that we do in secret that we don't know. God is everywhere. There's no hiding from him, no secret from him. Now, he can put you in his secret place, and that's what you want him to do now, yeah, in his secret place. With all this chaos going on in the world, we can go in his secret place. So this is the Joshua's Wall segment, the Knock 'em Down, the God versus any issue, any problem, or concern of humans that's going to bring humans out victorious. Yeah, if we would all worship God at the same time and on the same page, at the same way in spirit and in truth, man, he'll get this coronavirus off the earth. He'll get the division off of the earth. You see what I'm saying? I'm talking, it's ridiculous. He'll get the confusion off of the earth. If we would acknowledge him. You see what I'm saying? But it was a time that we was living now. People used to call on God when they got in trouble, but now they don't even call on God when they're in trouble no more. It's a shame, man. The world in trouble now. Worse than when they were calling on God, talking about God bless America because of September 11th and two planes hitting the building and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? The coronavirus is worse than that. And they ain't saying God do nothing. They saying CDC and vaccination and you know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about even the people. I mean, you hear the Holy Spirit still saying, get this Jesus. However, you hear these folks that are working in the industry of the gospel, they not even saying, you know, they're not giving you no scriptures to strengthen your faith or nothing. They saying the same thing that the media saying because they work for the media. Yeah, even over in the so-called gospel industry or whatever they call themselves over here, whatever they doing, you see what I'm saying? They pushing the same agenda. They not giving you anything to feed your faith. I like the music that they play. You see what I'm saying? But in between the music with the commercials and the hosts and hostesses and all that stuff that is working on there, they are pushing the same thing that the CDC folks are saying and that the government is saying. And that's talking about getting a vaccine. However, you're going to get some pushback. Because I'm one of them folks that tell you, get this Jesus. I'm one of them folks that tell you to get the blood of Jesus over the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Over the coronavirus. See, if you got the blood of Jesus over your life, if you got the blood of Jesus over your family, yeah, you good to go. If you got faith in God, can no coronavirus touch you? And if it did, that means you get to go to heaven to live as Christ for us and to die as gain. Yeah, if we living, that's Christ all day, every day. If we die, that's promotion. Hallelujah. All day, yeah. So you can keep your vaccine away from me. You can offer me something that's going to get me closer to God, who is above the vaccine, above the CDC, above the coronavirus, above the folks that's in the media, above this government, above the judges, above your bullets, above your jails, above, okay, yeah, God the Almighty. But here go the theme music.
Oh, hey, yeah, come on.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah, I used to live, it was safe to send my kids to school. But now I
do. Yeah, we on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This ain't just for Christians. This ain't just for Hebrews. This is for the world. God loved the world, all nations, all cultures, all tongues. If you gonna repent from Islam, okay, God's still right here. He gonna accept you. If you gonna repent from Christianity, God gonna accept you too. Cause this ain't no religion over here. If you gonna repent from the Hebrew Israelite, come on, Jesus, follow Jesus. God gonna accept you. If you're gonna repent from being an atheist, God accepts you too. You gonna repent from being an unbelieving scientist? With all them guesses and stuff that y'all do believe? Okay. Come on, if you wanna repent, God got room for you. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever else I didn't name, all you gotta do is repent, receive God's forgiveness. That's what repentance is about. Acknowledging that you are wrong, okay? And receiving, you know, asking God and receiving his forgiveness, asking him for forgiveness and receiving his forgiveness. And then you get to experience life, the blessed life. And it's blessed because you get to live without the burden of being bound by your sins or the penalties of your sins. That don't mean you won't ever fall short again. But it won't bound you because you go to the throne of grace. Now you're knowing about that. See, your sin and Satan try to keep you away from the throne of grace and from the mercy of God. But now you come to God and he's merciful. He's full of mercy. Not full of wrath. Okay? He's love. But if you reject love, come on, man. If somebody was rejecting your love, how would you feel? I asked you what you would do. I said, how would you feel? Somebody rejecting your love. You love them. And they rejecting it. Okay, look at your children. You love them and they rejecting your love. Because that's the best thing that we can look at, the children and the parent relationship. I'm talking about real parents, real children, not parents. That's your children's friend. Nah, I'm talking about parents that know that you got to lead and guide your children. You can be friendly. They can come talk to you about anything. But not, you can't be your children's friend. because they got to respect the adult. Being their friend, that makes you equal. That's what they're going to think. That's a child's mind. They think they're equal to an adult. And there's a distinction between them. See what I'm saying? They haven't experienced everything you have. Some people, you know, feel young and they experience a lot. But you with your old self, okay, let me go. Well, yeah, man. So that's my little scramble for this issue, man. I really didn't have one, but got it off my chest. Yeah, get more Jesus into you. Be covered by the blood of Jesus. That works better than the vaccine. Okay? Be covered by the blood of Jesus. The coronavirus is scared of the blood of Jesus. Yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. The coronavirus is scared of the blood of Jesus. Satan himself is scared of the blood of Jesus. Be covered by the blood of Jesus, all right? All right, let's go ahead and get into these scriptures. That's what I'm ready for. Y'all ready for that? Let's move on. Let's get into today's topic, man. You are tuned into This Is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Okay? And we're going to start off first scripture, Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2. We read it earlier. We're going to read it again, and then we're going to move on. We're going to read it together, and we're going to move on. Got more scriptures on deck, too. All right? So, Romans chapter 2. Let's go ahead and go there. Romans chapter number 2. Romans chapter number 2. And wait for me at verse 28 and verse 29. So, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. True Jews equal Hebrews equal Israel equal. It's a heart condition. It's a heart condition. Okay? Equals, it's spiritual, not carnal, or it's spirit, not flesh. That's your identification. Can't identify yourself by looking at the outside. You got to identify yourself looking inside to the God that's in you. Romans, and you can't reject Jesus. That's the thing. True Jews, true Israel, true Hebrews follow Christ Jesus. I got scriptures. You ain't got to take my word. I got scriptures on it. So first we're going to kick it off with Romans chapter 2, verse 28. In verse 29, which says, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. He is a Jew, which is one inwardly. He is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. He is a Jew, which is one inwardly. He is not a Jew, which is one outwardly. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. God himself and his activity. You experience him working in your life by putting your faith in this life, putting it in God. Your faith. While you're living this life, you put your faith in God. And you will experience him working and his activity in your life. And you'll see it, the results in others' lives as well. Okay? But all glory has to go to God. Okay? Now, I think we pretty much got Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and verse 29 down packed right now. So let's go to John chapter 8. Go to John chapter number 8. Yeah. Feed my faith. I'm not going to feed your fear. I'm going to feed your faith. Yeah, we're going to kill fear by feeding your faith, giving you more faith and introducing you to faith. Faith over fear. Faith kills that fear. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, you got to have faith over fear. Now, John chapter 8. What verse are we going to? Sorry, multitasking, y'all. Hold tight. Multitasking, but we're going to John chapter 8 and verse 31. John chapter 8. verse 31. All right. John chapter 8, verse 31 says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews, which believed on him." So you had some Jews, you had some Hebrews, you had some Israelites, you had some Israelites. Hebrews, Jews, Israelites, same people, okay? All from Jacob, okay? Children of Israel. So you had some Jews who believed on Jesus, and you had some Jews who did not believe on Jesus, see? Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed on him, he's talking to the ones who believe on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." So you have to continue to have faith in God. "If you continue in my word, you are my disciples indeed." Because right here they were having a conversation about, and they were trying to justify themselves by being Abraham's seed. You see what I'm saying? But we're going to get into all that because it's going to be two parts. So even if we don't get into the rest of that today, we will get into it in the next segment or the next part. The Jew, or he is not a Jew, part two. Okay? But right now, we're going somewhere else today. So let me read John chapter 8, verse 31 again. It says, "Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." And the reason we can read about it, like anybody can pick up this Bible and read it, because these words are true for anybody who picks it up. It ain't just for the Jews who believe, but he was talking to them right here, but it's for everybody who believes. He came for whosoever will, whoever wants to use their will to do his will, whoever is going to lay down their will to do God's will, just like Jesus did, So then Jesus said to the Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word," told you we got to hear and do what it's telling us to do right here. You got faith in God? Continue to believe in him. Continue in his word. Where you get your faith from? His word. What is his word? Jesus. He's his word. That's why you can't get rid of it. And that's why Satan in the world hates it so much. But you can't get rid of it. "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples," or "then you are my disciples indeed." You have to continue. You have to endure with God. Go to Galatians chapter 3. Yeah, continue. Endure, grow in him, all right? Day after day, month after month, week after week, month after month, year after year. You know what I'm talking about? Decade after decade, century after century. I think that about it, ain't it? Okay. All right, Galatians chapter number 3. Let's go there. Galatians chapter number 3. You're going to continue in God's word, you're going to continue to follow Christ, continue in the words of Christ, then you are his disciples. Disciples are disciplined by God, the God of heaven. Yep. We get that spiritual mind while living in his world. See, again, you have to be reminded, Jesus let us know, in me you have peace. In Christ Jesus, we got peace. In the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world already. That's Jesus. Be of good cheer. Cheer up. I've overcome the world. Look to the author and finisher of your faith and continue to live by faith. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made." To Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He says, "Not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, which is Christ." So Abraham is tied up with Christ right there. It's tied all in. The seed that's going to be born unto you, he's talking about Christ Jesus. Isaac was a representation of Christ Jesus. He was a representation. Just like Ishmael is a representation of religion. Mm-hmm. So, Abraham, if you're going to try to justify yourself by Abraham, you got to be doing what Abraham did. Abraham believed God. God knew Abraham. Abraham knew God. Matter of fact, God said, Abraham is his friend. That's where they get the friend of God from, Abraham. You see what I'm saying? So you can't just justify yourself talking about I'm a friend, I'm Abraham's seed, and you don't know God. You only know about God. You're not far from the kingdom, but you got to get to know God. So get all the way over here, but you have to accept Jesus. And you have to accept that Jesus is God's love displayed to the whole world, everybody. And he orchestrates us in and makes us Jews, Hebrews. He makes us Israel because of the heart, circumcision of the heart. Yeah. You a Jew inwardly, remember? All right, let me go. I got more scriptures. Go to verse 26. We're in Galatians chapter 3. Verse 26 says, "For you are our all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." That's what brings everybody together. Yeah. That's what brings us all together. This is Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." So if people don't have faith in Christ Jesus, then that means they're not children of God then. You want me to read it again? Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." Your faith in Christ Jesus, my faith in Christ Jesus, brings us together. It makes us children of God because we're believing in Jesus the Christ, for real. We ain't just talking. Yeah, we walking with it. You know what I'm talking about? It's a difference. Go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1 and verse 12. John chapter 1, verse 12. "We are all children of God by faith in Jesus Christ." So John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "But as many as received him," received who? Received Jesus. You can read it. Read the Bible. Let the Holy Spirit teach you. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power." As many as received Jesus, to them, you know, Jesus gave us power. Yeah, because we received him. "As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." You can't be a son of God. You can't be a Jew. You can't be Israel if you're rejecting Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You can't be Hebrew. You can't be Israel if you're rejecting Jesus and what God did through Jesus for the whole world. Yeah, because you're not a Jew that's outward. You got to be a Jew inward. Yeah, Hebrew, Israel, Jew, all the same. That's why you're going to hear me saying Jews, Hebrews, and Israel, because they are the same people. Jews, Hebrews, Israel, same people. We all got faith in God. We are children of God. That's what Israel, that's what Israel is. The people who believe in God on this earth. Okay, let's be more specific. The people who got their faith in Jesus Christ. I just read the scripture. Do I need to read it again? I'm going to read it again. It was in Galatians chapter 3. And verse 26. "For you are all... you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." So it don't matter what color, it don't matter where you're from. If you got faith in Christ Jesus, you my brother, you my sister. Know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we up in here. We are heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Why? Because we got our faith in Christ Jesus. By faith in Christ Jesus. So we received him. He gave us power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe in his name, even to them that believe in his name, right? Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Sorry. Romans, I'm getting excited, boy. I'm getting powered up right here. I hope you're getting this power, man, because I am feeling something for real up in here. Sure was feeling it yesterday when I was reading these scriptures, like, boy. Romans 8, verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God," I told you, it's spirit, not flesh. "As many as are led by the Spirit of God," not led by their own knowledge, not led by their own senses, not led by somebody else's knowledge, or senses. You got to get to know God for yourself. If somebody say, I got to get to know God for myself. I got to get to know God for myself. That's right. So Romans chapter 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Not as many as are led by Rev with his closed church and open church and don't know what to do. But you got to be led by the Spirit of God, even if he send you to the church. You got to make sure you go to the right church. Because every church is not real. Most of them, as you can see, a whole bunch of them are phony and fake. But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, make sure you are led by the Spirit of God. And make sure whatever church you're going to, make sure that pastor is led by the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Yeah, because it ain't about going to church. It's about being led by the Spirit of God through life. Yeah. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You're getting powered up right now. If you're receiving this right, you're getting this power. And it ain't my power, it's God's power. Because I'm reading God's word, and you're receiving God's word, right? And I'm receiving it too. It's God's word, right? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's get it. Appreciate everybody tuning in. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. 1 Corinthians. Go to the Corinthians with the 1 in front of it, not the 2 in front of it. The 1 in front of it this time. 1 Corinthians. Then you find chapter number 2 in verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Verse 16, here goes some more power, man. This is the Holy Ghost power hour right here. These few verses right here. Powering up, man. Because I was trying to go somewhere else and go some other verses, you know, go with some other verses, but I'm subject to him. I'll just let him take over and do what he do. He led me to all these scriptures. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 2, verse 16 says, for who has known the mind of the Lord? Mm-hmm. Why you sitting up here trying to chase man and credit man and discredit God? Man wrote the Bible. Nah, man wrote them books that you believe. Man put them videos together that you believe. But man didn't write this. For who has known the mind of the Lord? This dealing with the mind of the Lord right here. This ain't dealing with no mind of man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? Man is at the point where now they trying to instruct God. God already said what he said and did what he did and said it is what it is, and here come man. Well, I don't believe that. But guess what, man? It don't matter what you believe. Yes, sir! If you are not believing, that is sin by itself. If you don't believe Jesus, that's sin by itself. So you messed up right there. That killed your whole life. I don't care how much money you got or how much success man's way you think you got. You ain't got Jesus, boy. You ain't got Nathan, yeah. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We have the mind of Christ. You cannot instruct the Lord. You don't even know his mind. That's why you got to get his spirit. Closest thing you got to the Bible, to his mind is the Bible, but you still got to use his spirit to get the truth of the word. You pick up the Bible and scratch the whole surface and won't get nothing, no power, nothing. You see what I'm saying? If you reading the word without his spirit, because it's things in God's word, it tells us what to do. You got to hear what he is saying. You got to do it. That's when the Bible is real. The word of God is real to you. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. How we get that? You got to read your Bible, man. Spend time with God. Spend time with Jesus. Get to know Jesus. Get to know God. See what Jesus did when he was on the earth. And then recognize, oh, we have the mind of Christ. Well, I need the mind of Christ too. Ask God for it. Give me the mind of Christ, Lord, will you? In Jesus' name. Please give me the mind of Christ. Let me get it. Yeah, we got the mind of Christ. That's why we don't think like everybody else. So stop feeling crazy. Stop feeling like you wrong. You got the mind of Christ. Now, if you thinking like the world and you following Jesus, then you need to check something off. But when you have the mind of Christ, you're not going to think like regular human beings. Why? You're going to think like the Son of God. The mind of Christ. Think about that. The mind. We have the mind of Christ. You don't just have the mind of Christ when you're listening to somebody preach. You have the mind of Christ every day. How do you do that? Keep believing what you heard preached. Keep believing what you read when you spend time with God. You do spend time with God, don't you? Okay, believe what you heard, read. And then, yeah, believe what you heard and meditate on it, too. Then you got to do it, but not by your power or might, but it's by his spirit. So, see, this is the Holy Ghost power. Go to Acts chapter 1 and 8. This is the Holy Ghost power. We getting powered up? Yeah. This is no religion. That'll leave you empty and emotionally felt something. And you can put that down, but if you keep this power in you and keep it going, it'll last all through next week. It'll last all through the whole next month. I'm talking about it really lasts through your whole life, really, to be honestly with you. I mean, to be honest with you. Acts chapter number 1, verse 8. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. We own it, too. We got scriptures on it. Acts chapter number 1, verse 8. Yes, we rightly divide this word. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you shall receive power. You're going to do what? He gave us power to become sons of God, so you're going to receive power. Something's going to happen. You're going to receive power. You're going to receive power. I'm going to receive power. Why? Because we believe the truth. We got our faith in the right thing while we're on the earth. So you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. If the Holy Ghost already on you, you got power already in you. You powered up already. Yeah. Iron sharpening iron. He just giving you some more. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. You're going to receive power, and you're going to be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You're going to represent in public, at the job, at the house, whatever. You're going to represent because you're going to receive power. It's not no religion. It's not emotion. It's power from God. The Holy Ghost is coming upon you. You're doing something. He's doing something. This is activity. You're going to be a witness for him. You're going to stand up for him. You're going to have the mind of Christ. You're not supposed to think or react like the world, but you're supposed to think and react like your big brother, Lord and Savior Jesus, the Christ. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Let's go to the next chapter, Hebrews chapter 3. We're moving right along, and it's going pretty smooth. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter number 3. And we're starting at verse 1, Hebrews chapter 3. Appreciate you tuning in when hip-hop meets the Christ. Hebrews chapter 3. You know, identification crisis going on, so God clearing that up. He is a Jew, he is not a Jew, and quit trying to identify yourself as a Christian, too. I know it sounds good. I know you thought that was the right thing to do, but no. Identify yourself with what the Bible calls you, which is sons of God. Yeah, being led by his spirit, sons of God. Disciples, right? Mm-hmm. Disciples. Israel, follow Jesus Christ. This ain't about religion. This ain't about what you thought. Mm-hmm. What you, well, I believe it. Well, I thought it. This ain't about, this not about that. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. It says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider, think about this, put your mind on this, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Put your mind on him. Think about him. Yeah, it was cool when they came out with the bracelets. They say WWJD. Should have just said, what would Jesus do? All they're trying to initial, put initials on something. You need the words on that thing, on certain stuff. Don't be putting no initials on God stuff. But what would Jesus do? Yeah. Put your mind, yeah, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. Verse 2 says, who was faithful to him that appointed him. He was faithful to God that appointed him. Now, God has appointed you. Are you faithful to him? Think about it. Can he count on you? Who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. Right there, you got two examples of people being faithful to God. You got Jesus Christ himself. Because people be like, well, that's Jesus. That ain't Jesus. Then you got Moses, though. Both of them was faithful to God. Now, what's your excuse? Verse 3, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 3. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Yeah, Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, the high priest, the apostle, the high priest of our profession. This man was counted, he was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. You can respect Moses. Talking about Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible. And Moses was created through Jesus the Christ. But then, yes, sir. That's the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hallelujah. All day. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who has built the house has more honor than the house. Them people name that's on the house. Yeah, they got more honor than the house. Even though you look at the house. Boy, I feel like preaching, boy. I'm telling you. They name on the house. Yeah, you know, the company name or whoever the owner name on the house. Got more honor than the house. God made the world. But God got more honor than the world. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. You can't tell by how people living. But some of us, we are giving God more honor than the world. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost. Preach up in here. Yeah. God got more honor than the man that he made. Oh, my goodness. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 4. For every house is built by some man, but he that builds all things is God. God has more honor than everything that he made. If you love money like that, if you loyal to money like that, if you love your job like that, or if you loyal to your job like that, how much more loyal are you to God? Because you're very loyal to your 40 hours a week. Uh-oh. Yeah, children, y'all very loyal to you. How many hours a week children go to school? 38, 35, maybe 42, I don't know. But I'm just saying. Now, if you are doing everything you are doing unto God, you good to go. Continue to do that. Continue. And if you, you know, ain't been doing it, go ahead and do it. Do what we are supposed to be doing, everything we're doing unto God, acknowledging him in all of our ways. That's including the way you get your money, too. Including the way you're going about your success in life. Hebrews chapter 3, yeah, God wants you to be successful, but he ain't talking about success man's way. He make you successful better than what man tell you about. Man gonna tell you the wrong thing. And they're going to highlight the thing that's on the back end. You see what I'm saying? God going to take you through it. Then he'll give you that so that thing that's on the back end won't destroy you when you get it. Ah. Hebrews chapter 3. For every house is built by some man, but he that builds all things is God. Honor him more than the things that he made. That's including humans and everything in this world. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 5. And Moses barely was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. Even Moses talked about Jesus. He told Israel, who God brought out of Egypt. He told Israel, God is going to raise up a prophet like me from you, though, from your brethren. You know what I'm talking about? Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6 says, but Christ as a son. So Moses was faithful as a servant, right? But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Do you hear that? Do you see that? Do you recognize what's going on here? Do you realize who you are? Yeah, you are Christ's house. But Christ, this is Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6, but Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if, now we his house, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing, yeah, confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm until the end. Told you, this ain't no cakewalk, and this ain't no emotional gather-together service. We got some enduring to do. Jesus already told us, continue in his word, then you his disciple. It don't matter what they saying. God, like, what he telling us, what did I say? But the world doing this, the world saying that, Fauci saying this, and then the president saying that. Like, man, what did I say? Coronavirus saying this, vaccine saying that, what did I say? And that's what I'm on. I'm a preacher from God. So I'm saying, what did God say? What did God tell you to do? Did God tell you to punk out and get a vaccine? Uh-oh, you done ruffled some feathers. Did God tell you to get a vaccine then? Because y'all talking about, I want to live on the earth. I want to live. Look, let me tell you something. Scratch the record. When it's time for you to die, you're going to die, cuz, and cuzette. Whatever date that God has wrote down for you to come before him and get off this earth, you're going, whether you got a vaccine or not. And I want to throw this into the situation. Y'all want to talk about a vaccine, but then let's talk about them condoms. Nah, they're supposed to protect you, but do you use one every time? But don't, okay. Nah, go ahead on now. Go ahead. Y'all want to bring all the stuff up in the situation? Yeah. You can get killed by doing that, but you like doing that, so sometimes I just don't do it. All right, then shut your mouth. Unless you're going to speak this truth, you need to shut up because you're confusing the world. Yeah, that go for everybody who got a platform who's speaking. If you're not going to speak the truth is Jesus Christ, then all y'all need to shut your mouths. Yep. You ain't going to use your platform to glorify God. Talking about, well, I got to just make this money. That what you're going to tell God when you get before him in heaven and trying to get into heaven? I just was trying to get the money. Like, do you know how many people that you had listening to you? You didn't say one thing about Jesus Christ. Well, they might have fired me. You didn't say one thing about Jesus Christ. He the one made you. You scared of the one that might fire you instead of the one that made you, that could crush you, and after that, you still got to face him. Somebody said, get the... what y'all thought, the preacher was going? Going somewhere? No, we turned up. We in Hebrews chapter 3. We got confidence in God. We rejoice in him. We're stuck with this world. Yeah, the coronavirus coming because of the world's disobedience to God. Unbelief and non-worship. Y'all sit up and running here, running there, saying this, saying that. Trying to be neutral. Brush stop. Get out of here. Make your choice. Choose this day whom you're going to serve. Whether it's going to be the God of this world, which is Satan and fear, or whether it's going to be God, who made everything and did not give you the spirit of fear, but gave you power, love, and a sound mind. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost says today, he dealing with today. You don't have no other time than today. Think about it. You ain't got tomorrow. It ain't guaranteed to you. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you wake up right. And I hope you got Christ in case you die tonight. But tomorrow ain't promised to you. All you have, all I got, is today. But I got to get with somebody who got the past, present, and the future, right? Somebody who got yesterday, somebody who got today, and somebody who got tomorrow. I need to get with him. That's how this works. Because all you got is today. So while you got today, you better use it. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost says, today if you will hear his voice. If you will. Look how nice God is. Look at it. If you will. So people take his kindness for weakness, though. If you will. I'm just asking you, if you're willing to sit down and hear. If you will. Today, if you will. Hear his voice. If you will now. It's your will. But if you will use your will to pick up his will. Come on. Today, if you will hear his voice. Verse 8 says, harden not your heart. So if you're going to hear his voice, don't harden your heart with that unbelief, man. Do not harden your heart, right? As in the provocation or provoking. You're calling somebody to do something, provoking them, tantalizing, teasing them, right? Harden not your heart as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Talking about what our ancestors was doing, right? The people that was here before us, right? When your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years, they tempted me 40 years. They saw what I did. They saw me part the Red Sea. 40 years, man. So don't act like them. They saw what I did and still wasn't believing. Hold on, pause. They saw what he did and still wasn't believing. See how if you believe right now, that puts you even further than them because they saw what they did. They saw what God did. And they still didn't believe him. They saw, they experienced him feeding them angels food, manna from heaven. They experienced this. They experienced him getting them, freeing them from physical bondage and slavery of the Egyptians. Harsh bondage and slavery. They experienced. They seen God do this, and they still didn't believe. So don't provoke them. And he telling you, don't be like them either. You know God done did stuff in your life. What Red Sea has he parted for you? Think about it. He done did something that you can compare to that. Like, oh, yeah, he did something real big for me. But I'm about to, you know, I got stuck somewhere. I'm about to get hit by a car, and then something happened, man, and snatched me up. So, I mean, something, I'm telling you, a bullet. They were trying to rob me, and then, you know, they pulled the trigger, and then the gun jammed. Come on, man. What's your Red Sea? But God did for you, huh? Don't provoke him. He already did stuff for you. Why are you not believing in him? All right, pause right quick. Just listen to this, because I'm going to go into the provocation. What he's talking about, the day of temptation, with our fathers tempting him. Let me read a little bit of it. You don't have to go there. Just listen. This in Numbers. Let me see. Verse 14. No, Numbers chapter 14, verse 22. It says, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, they seen what he did, the miracles, his glory, everything. They tempted me 10 times, right, and have not hearkened unto my voice. They still ain't listening. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. They're not going to see it because they didn't believe. That's the whole thing. And you're going to see it. That's the problem. Not believing got us messed up right now. Not believing got coronavirus on earth. And y'all thought we was getting out of 2020, you're going to leave the coronavirus. How crazy is that to think that the coronavirus is going to stay in 2020? But I can't wait till 2020 over, bro. Look how delusional humans are. I can't wait till 2020 over with, boy. Leave the coronavirus, bro. This mother right here. Well, I'm coming with you. You know why? Because you have not repented yet. You still don't believe God yet. You can say you do, but look at what you're doing. If you believe God, you would act like you believe God. You would live like he is real. You would live like you got to give an account to him in everything that you're doing. You would do all, I'm talking about you would acknowledge him in all of your ways if you truly believe God. Today when you hear my voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation when they was provoking him. Saw what he did, experienced what he did, and still didn't believe. They still didn't believe. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 9, when your fathers tempted me, improved me, tried me up, tested me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation. They didn't bring me glory, but they brought me grief. Are you bringing God glory or are you bringing them grief? It don't matter what you think. It's what you're doing. Are you bringing him glory or are you bringing him grief? Time out for all that. Thinking like a Christian, talking about I'm doing this and I'm doing that. No, it's a real God that you're dealing with. And he ain't just waiting for you on no Sunday. Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 10. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err. They always err. Okay, always err, always error in their heart. They go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. When you know God, you're going to want only God's will to be done. And if you can control it, you're going to make sure only his will being done. Because you don't, that's your will. He said, today, if you will. What he said? Whosoever will. Are you willing to use your will to do what I say? It's what God wants. You can say yes all you want to, but you can't. This ain't no talk thing. You got to walk it out. Walk it out. Walk it out. You got to walk it out. Walk it out. Stop erring in your heart and not knowing God's ways because of what you know. Well, if I do this, they're going to fire me. That's how the devil controls a lot of people, by their money. If he put a threat on their money, you will be surprised what people would do. They were Uncle Tom. They will turn into Uncle Tom, I'm telling you. Okay, yes, sir, master. They'll do just like that. Instead of coming to the master and walking on some water like he do and living above the world. Yeah, you take the L out, W-O-R-L-D. Take the L out, W-O-R-D. Live on that. Live in that. Live by faith, not by sight. But they said they're going to do this. They said they're going to do that. What did I tell you? I said I'm going to bless you. Well, they said, oh, you believe them, huh? Okay, well, get on over there. Somebody get on over there then. Get on over there. Okay, that's what you choosing to do. It's whosoever will. Hebrews chapter 3. They grieved them. So in verse 11, Hebrews chapter 3, God did this. So I swear in my wrath, I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. You're not going to enter his rest. See, we think Saturday, you know, that's just the rest. No. God rested from all his works. That's the rest we trying to get to, where we can rest from all of our works. That's what heaven is. As long as you're on this earth, you're going to work. You better be producing. That's what working is. You better be producing something. And I ain't talking about producing money. You better be producing something for God. We got to narrow it down. But you're making money. You think God put you here to just make some money? Stinking thinking. What's your purpose? So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Look what God said. Verse 12, Hebrews chapter 3. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any among you. Okay, hold on. Pay attention, brethren. Yeah, believers. Didn't say Christians. Take heed, brethren, disciples, apostles, children of God, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. Look at that. Unbelief is evil. Because God said, believe in Jesus. God said, believe. God made us. And we should be doing everything he said do. We able to do it. Yeah, believe. We able to do that. But are you willing? Now let's get back over here. Because unbelief, that's an evil heart. Everybody who don't believe, they got evil hearts, man. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. You still, if you start having an evil heart, and the evil heart not just mean you acting like Satan, which you really boil down to, you are acting like Satan, but unbelief, though. Unbelief. That gives you an evil heart. Yeah, we think just, as long as I don't kill nobody, as long as I don't steal, I ain't destroying you. Unbelief. That's you. You're in unbelief. That means you're robbing God because you're not believing him. You're robbing him from the truth and what he can do through you. An evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Because you focus on a living coronavirus. Now you focus on the lion vaccination. And you forgot about the living God. See, when you focus on the living God, that puts you above all the rest of these problems in the world. And this ain't just for no Saturday broadcast. You got to stay in the word and fight the good fight of faith every day. You know what I'm talking about? You're dealing with these evil folks. They got an evil heart of unbelief every day. Well, you better fight the good fight of faith every day. You got to fight to keep your faith in God every day. Make sure you believe in him. yeah, they are saying this, and there's a lot of them saying that. But his word over everybody. I don't care if all of them were saying the same thing. I don't care if the whole world was saying, go get a vaccine. Because right now they're starting to try to say, get a vaccine or take a coronavirus test or wear your mask. I don't care if the whole world was saying that. And if God said, put on the whole arm of God, and if God said, the no weapon formed against you shall prosper, you better believe what he said over what they say. I don't care if you were the only one. Stand for God, man. Unbelief makes your heart evil, but exhort one another daily while it is called today. There it is again, today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So, I mean, we encourage each other daily while it is called today. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. You can't be wishy-washy and flippy-floppy with God. Yeah, God ain't looking for that. He ain't looking for no lip service. He ain't looking for somebody to say, one day I believe you, and the next day I don't, or 1 month I believe you, and then the next month I don't. Mm-mm. He looking for stability, because that's what he do. Except the Lord builds it. They labor in vain that builds. We're not by ourselves. We put our faith in God and let him work our faith. So Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 14, for we are made partakers of Christ if, you got to do something. You're only going to be made partaker of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence. When you had all that confidence in the beginning, when you first gave your life to God, when you first started, now let's go back to your childhood when you were singing, he had the whole world in his hands. Let's go back to that one. You were singing it, you liked the song, and you was believing in God too, because you wasn't as corrupt as you are now, because you ain't know all this stuff. Ain't that something? The more we stay on the earth, the more knowledge we get, the more corrupt we get, because all this knowledge and stuff, it kills your faith. It does not get you closer to God. But let's go back to that. If we hold the beginning of our confidence, he had the whole. You was believing God, boy. That's when they used to let us sing, you know, gospel songs in school. Yeah, he got the whole word. They used to let us sing true songs in school. Now you can't. But I don't know what they singing now. I don't know. They might be. What new song? What one of these popular songs? Oh, I'm saying from the popular dance, get the females popping. They'll play that for the little kids though. But a cut off. He got the whole world in his hand. You know we in trouble, shouting. So if we hold the beginning of our confidence, how much confidence you got in God now? Did you have more confidence in God as a child? Did you have more confidence in God when you first gave your life to him as an adult, born again or what have you, than you do now? Or is it the same confidence or more confidence? You recognize, realize. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end, while it is said today, if you will, if you're going to use your will to hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Don't be provoking the Lord. For some, when they had heard, they did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. So not all of them. Not all of them provoked. Not everybody in the world is going to diss God. Everybody in the world not going to accept him. Every knee going to have to bow and confess, though, when they see recognize the truth. You see what I'm saying? But everybody's not going to accept Jesus, and everybody's not going to reject Jesus either. You're going to have some people that receive Jesus. I hope you are somebody who has received Jesus. You're going to have some that reject him, right? For some, when they had heard, they provoked God. They did provoke. Howbeit, not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, not all of them. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned? Yeah, they grieved him. They stopped believing him, man. They forgot that he's greater than everything. They punked out. They limited God. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? Yeah, you worrying about a guy throwing coronavirus. Death is the one you need to be looking at. Yeah. Death is the one that's going to come and get you. But when death comes to get one of us that follow Christ, the resurrection gets death. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Yeah, the resurrection swallows death up in victory for us. To live on this earth, we're going to continue to live as Christ. Yeah, we're going to continue to live as Christ. That's Christ on this earth. And to die, that's gain, or that's promotion. We ain't got to use faith no more when we die. So we're going to use all the faith we can while we're here. Know what I'm talking about? Hebrews chapter 3, verse 18, yeah, God can kill you, make your carcass fall. You ain't got to wait for no coronavirus to get you. You ain't got to wait to take no vaccine. God can make your carcass fall right now, make you out of carcass right now. Yeah, you better make sure you are in Jesus the Christ. Verse 18, and to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not. If you're not believing, you tie the hands of God when you don't believe. So that's why you got to kick doubt out and have faith. That's why mustard seed faith works, because mustard seed faith is little, but it's all faith. There's no doubt. When Jesus had to heal, the girl who was sick, she died, and Jesus said she was asleep. When he went in there to heal her, he had to put the doubters out. When he said she was asleep, they started ridiculing him, like, boy, you ridiculous. Yeah, I know you tripping. So he had to put all doubt out. All the doubters had to go out, and he went in there with the parents and I think a couple of his disciples. So that's what we have to do. We have to starve the doubt. We have to kick doubt out, and we have to get more faith in God. Don't let the people who wasn't even following Jesus Christ believe Jesus more than you. Yeah, it was people that believed. The dude made Jesus marvel, told Jesus, you ain't even got to come to my house, man. I got people on the authority, too. Just say the word, and I know my servant will be healed. And he wasn't even a disciple, cuz. And it said in the word that Jesus marveled. He said, I ain't even found no faith like that in Israel. I'm like, ooh-wee, this man believed Jesus more than Israel, more than his disciples. The disciples was rebuking children from coming to Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Come on now. Yeah, you got to be led by the Spirit of God, not by what you think. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 19. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And we're going to pause and come back and finish this up. Yeah, when hip-hop meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, they couldn't enter in because of what? They didn't believe him no more. Be right back.
You were always there. For God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So don't be afraid of the path he's made. For the courage you need, he'll provide. 'Cause I believe that your breakthrough is near. But you gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe that your breakthrough is near. But you gotta live in faith over fear. But you gotta live in faith over fear. Yes, I believe that your breakthrough is near. But you gotta live in faith. But you gotta live, live. Just keep on living. but you gotta live in faith. But you gotta live. Just keep on living. Spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
That's right. Power, love, a sound mind. He didn't give us a spirit of fear. Yeah, so if he didn't give us the spirit of fear, then you need to go make the devil scared. Go get that fear back to him. How you do that? Put all your faith in Jesus Christ. You know what I'm talking about? You are tuned in too when Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. However you tuned in. Today's topic, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. Y'all remember that? She loves me. She loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. He is a Jew. He is not a Jew. He is a Jew. He is not a Jew. He's not a Jew. He is a Jew. Okay. Hebrews chapter 4. Let go. Appreciate you tuning in. Hebrews chapter 4. We about to finish this up, man. So Hebrews chapter 4, we about to get this in, and then it's one more place, and then we done, son. So we may go over a little bit. I got 9 minutes left. I don't think I'm going to beat it. I ain't even trying. You know what I'm talking about? But Hebrews chapter 4, and like I said, it will be a part 2 to this. So this part 1, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. She is a Jew. She is not a Jew. She's not a Jew. She is a Jew. Oh, it's spiritual, okay, not flesh. I was talking to one of my folk yesterday, and I was like, I said, yeah, man, we started talking. I said, yeah, man, tell me what color is the spirit. He was like, oh, that's what I'm talking about. Then I said, what gender is the spirit? He's like, yeah, right. What gender is the spirit? What color is the spirit? Right. Then I replied, they be like, get him out of here. We don't allow that kind of talking on the earth. Get him out of here. But long as God's spirit here, it don't matter what you allow. It's what he allows. Yeah, this is my father's earth. I don't care how much man think it's his. Yeah, this is my father's earth. You just getting by, cuz. And cuz it. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, I'm your homie Oasis. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1 says, let us therefore fear lest a promise being left. Yeah, fear this. Lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you just seem to come short of it. Yeah, fear that you may come short of the promise that's of you entering into his rest. Mm-hmm. That's why you got to stay in the word. You can't unbelief mess you up, Shotty. It start right there. Think about it. Unbelief, and then the devil come get you and make that unbelief even greater. He come get. I'm talking about come lie to you. Make it sound fly to you just because you didn't believe God. That messed you up when you don't believe the one that created you. Yeah, that messed all of us up. We was all there. So let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached. Check it out. Here's the distinction. Hebrews chapter number 4. Look at verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. Y'all know, some of y'all know about the game, the card games, you put us and them keeping score and all that. So the gospel preached to both of y'all, them and us. The gospel been preached to all of us. Look at this now. This, I ain't making this up. I'm reading it. Hebrews chapter number 4. The gospel been preached to us and them, right? Let's go. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. We mixed ours with faith. They didn't. There it is. Unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. They heard the same gospel, cuz. If anything, we should be now going over here to, I don't even want to say we should be going to the atheists, because they heard too. And most atheists used to believe hard. And God, I mean, the devil just jumped on them like, for whatever reason, because they went into that unbelief. You see what I'm saying? But I say go to the ones that ain't never heard the gospel. That's where you be the most effective. So that's what we need to find out. Father, take us to the ones that ain't heard your gospel. Take us there. Since the ones that's over here that heard the same gospel is taking us for granted, I pray right now, Father, that you take your gospel to the ones who have not heard it yet in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. So, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Verse 3. Yeah, you got to mix the word that you hear, the word of God. You got to mix it with your faith. It's not going to profit you if you don't mix it with your faith. And then your faith ain't going to profit you if you don't work your faith. Put some action with that faith. Verse 3 says, for we which have believed, the ones that have believed, we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Look at this. Listen. Be careful when you're reading this Bible. There's certain words in here. And I don't know. I wish I did know the pronouns and the adjectives and adverbs and all that. I know the basic nouns and the verbs and stuff, but adverbs and adjectives and all that, like, leave me alone, yeah? Leave me alone with the pronouns and the adjectives and the adverbs and prepositional phrase. And it. But it's one of these words in here, whatever if is. What's if? If is a... Is it a prepositional phrase? Is it a pronoun? It's not a pronoun. I don't know what it is, but the word if is so little, but watch this word. Watch this word now. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 3. We got 4 minutes left live on the broadcast. I'm about to go over. I ain't studying it. You can stay. You can leave. Hey, we up in here. I'm going to deliver this message. I'm going to give God the glory. So it'll behoove you to go ahead and stay. You know what I'm talking about? But Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 3, for we which have believed do enter. We do enter into his rest. We which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, they shall enter. See, he leave it up to you. If you will. If you will. Verse 7, remember? If you will hear his voice. Look at that word. If they shall enter into my rest. Still leave it up to them. If they shall enter, say they ain't going to enter, but if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished, look, Jesus finished it from the foundation of the world. God was finished from the foundation of the world. He is the beginning. He is the end. It was finished, cuz. That's why you're supposed to live with no worries, man, above the world, cuz he is the beginning. He is the end. And on top of that, he the author and finisher of your faith. What the heathen? Just say, Father, I'm sorry. You go ahead and say, Father, I'm sorry. My bad. Build me up. Go ahead and build me up. Because you are the author and finish. Matter of fact, you are the beginning and the end. What am I worrying about? If you the beginning and you the end and he your father, what you worrying about? He's the beginning. He's the end. He's now because he's I am. They shall enter into my rest. For verse 4 says, for he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. Remember in Genesis? Yeah, he rested from all his works, and he wants us to enter into his rest. When you rest from all your works, that's why they be saying rest in peace. Now the world so evil, they talking about rest in peace. If you die and they don't like you or whatever, rest in, I'm like, buddy, he's evil, cuz. Yeah, I done heard folks say that, man. Like, God, see, bro, y'all evil as a bug, huh? He already dead. Resting, bruh. Anyway, back over here on this rest, we are entering into God's rest. Yeah, enter into his rest. I don't even want y'all to put me in the rest in peace. I'm going to God's rest. That's better than resting in peace. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man, we talking about that. And they tell everybody to rest in peace, right? Except for, you know, the ones I just said they mad at or whatever. Anyway, so we enter into his rest. He rested from all his work. He made that same rest for us. That's the true Sabbath. Verse 5 says, and in this place again, if, there it is again, if they shall enter into my rest. If. It's up to you. If you will. Seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Yeah, they didn't enter in because of unbelief. The ones who was first preached to, that going for the church too. the realm that God has taken us into right now, that he took us into in 2020 and 2021, the church missed that. All them good Christian folk, they missed the whole realm. They thank God. They thought they had it all figured out. And it wrecked their whole reality last year. That's why they ran, because they didn't know how to. They were taking it for granted. Like, boy, you got the God Almighty, the living God, and then you acting like that. The churches, this is y'all. This is how y'all honor God now. This it? Just go have church, go play some music, and go hear a rehearsed message like that done been preached before by somebody else. Come on, man. That's what y'all did. Shoot. We entering into his rest. And again, he said, if they will, right? Verse number 6, Hebrews chapter 4, says, seeing therefore it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. If you're going to walk with God, you better believe him. Verse number 7 says, again, he limited a certain day, saying in David. And we know David is the one who wrote Psalms. So in them Psalms right there, you will find this verse. It's not a book called the Book of David. We call it the Book of Psalms. You see what I'm saying? So whatever psalm that David wrote, whatever it is, you will find this verse right here. Today, after so long a time. Hold on. All right. Today. There it is again. Today. After so long a time, as it is said today. If you will hear his voice, harden not your heart today. You only have today. You only have now. Think about it. You don't have tomorrow. You don't have yesterday. You only got today and now. That's what you're responsible for. So today and now, you better be using faith. And when you wake up tomorrow, when it's your today, you better and your now tomorrow, you better be using faith. Today, if you will, if you're going to use your will to do something, hear his voice and do what he says. We're in Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 8 says, for if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? If he gave them rest, he wouldn't have spoken about another day either. So he didn't give us rest either. I mean, he'll take some stress out your life, but that ain't the rest he's talking about. You get that now. You get the, you know what I'm saying, take the stress off. But he's talking about eternity, though. God rested from all his works. You're going to rest from all your works. You're producing every day, right? I ain't just talking about just being busy. I'm busy. I'm talking about being productive. You producing for them, or you producing for him? There remains, therefore, a rest to the people of God. Verse 10 says, for he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Now, if you know somebody who passed away from this earth, they're up there with God in heaven right now, they ain't working no more, okay? Now, we trying to get there. So every time you think about them, don't be getting sad. They living better than you. If they die with Jesus, they living better than you. Because somebody said they living better than me. That should make you get happy. That should... Yeah, we don't suffer like the world, do we? We got the mind of Christ, so we don't think like the world. We don't act like the world. We don't react to the world stuff. Or we don't, you know, we defeat Satan. Yeah, we already defeated. We got the mind of Christ. So there remains a rest for his people. For he that is entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works as God did from his. My mama, she ceased from her own works as God did from his. And she had Jesus. Part of the reason why I believe in Jesus now. So she up there resting. She ain't got to work no more. She ceased from all her works. Yeah, you got to work up every day and work hard to keep believing in God. Because as soon as you get in the world. But I'm talking about yesterday I was in traffic. But I was talking about bruh. It's like I forgot everything that I was talking about. I just got out the word. Put me in traffic, bro. I'm hot as fire. Did you just get out the Bible, okay? Y'all didn't see that. I'm confessing. Put me in traffic. I'm like, I'm hot as fire, bro. If you don't get your slow behind, bro, I'm telling you. Yeah, I omit it. That's one of my pet peeves. Okay, admit. I'm just saying, can I be silly? But I omit it, though. That's one of my pet peeves, is what y'all call it, right? Pet peeve. I can't stand traffic. How you on the expressway and it's slow or stop? That just don't go, but I thought that just gets my grits burnt up. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, boy, I'm supposed to be finishing up. Get my grits going, bud. Put me in traffic. All right, I'm trying to finish this up, man. With hip-hop, Mr. Christ, appreciate you listening. That just cooks my grit, bud. Overcooked my grit, bud. Put me in traffic. Atlanta traffic, too? On a Friday? All right. Always working on the highways. Ain't nothing getting better. It's getting worse. Y'all need to get y'all. And then they're going to put an extra lane out here, right? Put an extra lane on 75, 85 going south. And then want to charge folks. Well, they put an extra two lanes. Or is it extra four lanes? And then want to charge people. And I'm talking about don't nobody ride down the lane. It'd be every now and again. You can't even count 10 cars. Like, boy, y'all just wasted the whole thing. And then the thing about it is the road work. It needs road work. Like these, we could use these two lanes for free. But they thought people, they're going to build the two lanes and make traffic worse. And people just like, man, I ain't finna pay that. I just sit in traffic or go around another way. I'm just saying, it didn't work. So y'all need to go ahead and open that up. Y'all done wasted all that time, all that money, and ain't making nothing back. That's the world we live in, bro. They just stupid, okay? Yeah, he who hates correction is stupid. Don't be thinking I'm tripping. I'm just saying what my father say. Look up the proverb. He who hates correction is stupid. Google that and see what it says in about what verse. All right, but anyway, Hebrews chapter 4. All that from cooking my grits with them, that traffic, boy. Verse 11, Hebrews chapter 4. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Let me play some cool music. I need to calm down. I got mad just like I was hitting traffic again, boy. Give me some happy music or something, boy. Golly. Oh, went back to yesterday. Shoot. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11. Verse 11, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. So work hard while you're on earth to enter into the rest of God, right? Have all your works done, okay? You can't have all your works done if you never did the work toward God's purpose, if you never knew your purpose. You better be doing works, man. If you don't know your purpose, man, you better get on over there and get know your purpose. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Work your faith. Verse 12, for the word of God, the word of God, the word of God, the Bible, the word of God, Jesus, is quick. I mean, it's living and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Now, this reaches soul and spirit, but that coronavirus can't reach your soul or spirit. It'll reach your body and your immune system or whatever. But you need to talk to the one that can reach your soul and spirit and override your body and whatever get on your body. The word of God is quick. It's living and it's powerful, the word of God. Sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Bible discerns your thoughts and the intents of your heart. The Bible does this. That's why a lot of folk don't even read it. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of our heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. We all got to give an account. We doing everything that we do in front of his eyes. Everything open and naked. Even when you think you're creeping. Yeah. It's open and naked before him. That should cause you to be real, man. Not to be sloppy, but be real. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. We have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, and everybody on the earth still, right? We got a great high priest that passed into the heavens. He already in heaven. Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Yeah, he living. They dead that wrote them books. He living. He's the living word. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So he was tempted just like you. He was tempted just like me. In all points, now, it says, in all points he was tempted, like as we are, yet he did it without sinning. Our temptations, we don't get through all the time. We don't take the way of escape every time. He did it every time. He did it without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. That's why we have to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. We need his mercy. And find grace. We need his grace to help. We need his help in time of need. See what I'm saying? We need him. I'm going one more place, three more verses. That's it. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, and we out. It says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. See, that's what's important. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's son, cleanses us from all sin. Better than washing your hands, putting a mask on your face, or putting a vaccine in your body, or staying away from each other. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Vaccine can't take your sin away. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. I know I need Jesus. And then guess what? If you can see my sin, I can see it, and I can confess it. But there's some sins that only, you know, that's spiritual, that some people can't see. It become a part of them, and they don't even know it's them. They can never confess from it. One of them is envy. You know, something like jealousy and all that stuff like that. But let's move on. Yeah, malice, that's another one. Anyway, if we confess our sins, though. If we confess our sins. Not if you confess that you're perfect. If we confess our sins, he is faithful. See, he's going to do something. He is faithful because of who he is. He already faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And that's the only one that can forgive you your sin. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I'm a preacher. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. So I'm not going to tell you like the world to get a vaccine or don't get a vaccine. I'm going to tell you, the whole world, repent, get this Jesus, confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive you your sins, and he'll be the one that cleanses us, cleanse you up from all unrighteousness, because that's what brought the coronavirus on the earth, the unrighteousness, unbelief, and disobedience of humans. When hip-hop meets the Christ, we'll finish this up next time, part two. I'm talking about, yeah, he is a Jew. He is not a Jew. That's the question. Oh, my bad. Your fault. I get at you next time when hip-hop meets Christ. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah. Knock me down, but I got up again. Yeah. I'm standing strong and I can face the wind. Made it through the night out with a friend of day. And it was only by his grace. Now I can say, I made it. Let me to die. It's nothing but the truth when I say I'm alive. A lot of people thought I'd run away. Nah, but I'm right here. Man, I'm stronger than I was before, because I know that he got me. And I ain't worried about a single thing. Man, I do my best behind me. Alright. See, I made it through that storm. Even though I messed up and I fell down, I needed help, but he pulled me up. Now I'm standing here on higher ground. I got faith, I'm on the clouds. There's no limits. I made it through what you talk about. When you see me now, I don't look like what I've been through. Only by his grace now I can say that I made it. Knocked me down, but I got up again. Yeah, I'm standing strong and I can face the wind. Made it through the night out with a friend of day. And it was only by his grace. Now I can say, I made it. Both sides of the family,
black sheep labeled, cause nobody wanted me. Tunnel vision and rejection is all I can see. Temporary adoption became the plan for me. But now I'm grown up, a full man. God told me it was all a part of his plan. I'm grateful my mother didn't abort me. I guess you could say she ain't killed my dreams. I pushed her through the muck and miry clay. You can say I live up to my last name. Don't you be deceived. First you see now is not who I used to be. Full of anger, full of pain and full of misery. The enemy tried to take me out, but now
knocked me down, but I got up again. Yeah, I'm standing strong and I can face the wind.
Oh, no, no.
Made it through the night out in the brand of day, and it was only by his grace. Now I can say
Father, am I qualified? Filling out some applications for a 9-to-5. Crying, dying at the bottom like the dotted line. Devil tried to kill me, but you know the rest. I'm alive, that's the bottom line. Just it wasn't my time to die. Mercy said no,
no, no, no, no.
Goodness was my entourage. Man, I know I ain't above the law. Grace that came and modified everything that I deserve. Just look at what I survived. Now that I'm on the other side, I'm at a loss. Everything I did is wiped off the catalog. I ain't got a right to brag, man, or not at all. All in the name of love, life, they in the wrong. I'm stealing all of what he did, and I wrote this song so that I will never forget. I got up again.
Knocked me down, but I got up again. Yeah, I'm standing strong and I can face the wind.
Oh, no, no.
Made it through the night out with a friend of day, and it was only by his grace. Now I can say I made it through all the pain, through all the pain.
Yeah, danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't know, that's my glory. Shadows who cannot hide me, my king will fight. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Say who you are.
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
Yeah. Danger, giants, battle is my story. But alone, I won't know. That's my glory. Shadows who cannot hide me. My king will fight. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Every kind of rival got them by the bridle. Put it on the Bible, I'm an autopilot. Oh,
yeah.